Okay, so continuing the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simin Pei, Sif Katan Mem Vav. So we were in the middle of doing knots. Kesher Shasurin Lasois, a knot that's us that you're not allowed to do, Shasurin Lasois, a Kesher Kazeh, Asurin Gamkein Lahater. If that's the case, then you're also not allowed to untie it. But makom tzar, yesh lahatir al yidei akum. But if it's makom tzar, let's say your shoe is stuck on you. So it's a makom tzar, then you could be matir it with a guy. Derech mem zayin. Derech achayotim, the derech of tailors. Before they sew the beged properly, what they do is first they connect the whole piece, meaning to take two big pieces of cloth and sew it is very difficult. So what they do is they attach it sort of on the ends with like very wide stitches, and then they fill it in. And then they remove those big ones, those wide stitches. That's how they remove it. But also, lasuim on Shabbos, so those you're not allowed to remove on Shabbos, right? Because that's going to be makabah patish. Once you remove those, then you have a proper garment. Memches, but gadam lasuim lahachnas behem b'shicha ritzua. This you have a beggar that you're supposed to put a string into it. Let's say you have a sweatshirt and it has the pulling strings to pull down the sweatshirt to make the hood tight. Or, he says, pants have the same thing, olim, or shoes, or a shirt. Let's say, basically, you want to put in shoelaces. So if the beged is new and they never had the strings in them, if you take shoes that never had a shoelace in it, and you put the shoelaces in it, so then you just fix the shoe. And if it's an old shoe, im ein hanekev tsar, if the opening is not small, that there's no tircha to put it in there, mutter, it's mutter. But if there is a tircha, then aser, it is aser. Memtes, sometimes a stitch gets ruined, and the pieces start spreading apart, like when your stitching starts going bad. And you pull, what you do is you pull the end of the stitching, famous atkas and then it tightens up, right? You have a loose thread, so you pull it, and it pulls the whole garment tighter. Also, laskin b'Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos, mishum davi toifer, because it's considered sewing, even though you're not really knotting anything, but by pulling it tight, you're making those two sides of the garment tight. Nun niyoros, if you have paper that got stuck together, shaloi b'kavana. Right? Meaning, let's say this is the classic by your benchers. So food gets on the benchers and then they get stuck together. So commercial farm nidbuku dafei, like the pages of svarim, machmas, because of the dye, shetzavan, that the guy binding it got some dye on there, oishe nidbuku, eze dafen b'shava, or some wax got on them, mutter lefaschon, it is mutter to open up those pages. But the reason for that is because it was not done on purpose like that. But if it would have been done purposely, then you wouldn't be able to do it. Like sometimes, the way they print books, it gets printed like four pages at once, then they fold it over, then they cut it. In that case, seemingly you would not be able to pull it apart, because there it's bedafka. This is the big shiloh with the garbage bags on Shabbos. Can you open up the garbage bags? Sometimes when you pull them open, they're sort of like melted on the edge, right? So when you open them, sometimes when you unfold them, so you feel something tearing. So the question is, why are they doing that? If it's just from heat from the machine, so when they're cutting the garbage bags, so the heat melts the plastic, it's inadvertent, then you could open it. But if they purposely stick the ends of the garbage bags together in order to fit into the box better, which could very well be that's something to do, then by you opening the bags, then you're mamish creating something, and then it would be a problem. So it all depends if it's inadvertent or it's done purposely. No, if kalim shekarchu saba pm b'matos u'kashuba mashicha. Let's say you have utensils, and you put cloth over it and you tied it with a knot. Mutal karon b'Shabbos, you're allowed to tear that open on Shabbos. Shezo mekalkel, that's considered mekalkel. It's destruction. Umutar litzayr Shabbos. Many people not aware of this. They think, oh, it's mekalkel, it's no problem. I can just destroy things on Shabbos. No, you cannot. You can only destroy things on Shabbos if it's litzayr Shabbos. Meaning, if I'm sitting here and I just want to tear up a piece of paper because I just want to tear it up, and we say, oh, it's kilkel. No, you're not allowed to do that. It has to be a tzara for Shabbos. Right? So tearing it open in order to get to the food, that's a tzara of Shabbos. Nun beis, also lots of shum bal chai
Last
b'Shabbos.
one.
What?
Go back to the last one. If you're tearing the two pages, you're taking the two pages apart, right, from it's stuck together in the venture, but like it's going to rip the pages a little bit. That's a problem?
No, I think sounds fine to me. Yeah. Fine. Nun beis, also lots of shum bal chai b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to cap trap any animal on Shabbos. This is a big issue for people with pets. Vafilu parish also litvois, and not even a fly are you allowed to catch. Vafim he al gufa, and even if the fly is on your body and it's biting you, shemtsaira de gufa muta little azarka, you could take it off. I'm saying not af, ach. If it's on your body and it's biting you, then because of the tsara guf, you can take it and throw it off you. Aval also lahargav, you can't kill it. Ki also laharg shum bal chai, you're not allowed to kill anything that's alive on Shabbos. Ach hakinim, but kinim, and this is a fascinating. This is a whole shiur unto itself. Kinim, kiven shem mesavim rak minazeya. Right, the halacha looks at kinim, lice, as if they have that's what do you call it? It's called spontaneous generation, right? Spontaneous generation, meaning it doesn't have a father and a mother. So, and if it doesn't have a father and a mother, then it's not included in the no killing Isser on Shabbos. So we look at Kenim that comes somehow comes from Zeya, and therefore there's no Isser to kill them. And we come up Elo with the Hargon. The ones that are found on the clothing, it's Isser to kill them. Only what's found on the body or on the hair that you're allowed to do. Now, how does Torah fit in with science on this? Because science tells there's no such thing, right? So how do you fit it in with Torah? So the way they explain it is that according to Api Torah, Api Dinei Torah, something that's not visible to the eye is doesn't exist. So Mamela, these kinim do have a father and a mother, but they're so tiny, they're not visible to the eyes, that they don't exist. When do they become into existence halachically? Once they become nirelion. Once the naked eye could see it. So Mamela, we look at it like, okay, where are the parents? There were no parents. It didn't exist initially. It's not so simple, because then even by the human, it's very, I mean, the question is an embryo nirelion? Right, not so simple. Okay, whatever. That's all. I said this is a Shavuos night subject for all night, right off the bat. Forget about just one line in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Fine. Nun Gimel. Yesh Yizark. She writes a
Wait,
list of
mutter, you say it's mutter lechatchila?
what to kill kinim on Shabbos. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You try that at
Right.
home?
No,
You try
because we don't know
that
what they are. We don't know what they are. We
at
don't do
home?
this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Right. Fine. Yesh Yizark, she writes a list of teva. When you want to close a box, a kli she yesh some zvuvim, or a kli that has flies in it, she africhem tchila misham, move them away. Meaning, you see, you have a box in your house and you see flies in there. You can't close the box. Kikasheru once you close the box, hema nitzaydim shama, you're trapping the flies. And we come akum, and it's sort of didaktik v'livdik shelo yishar sham klal. You don't have to, take a magnifying lens and go look for flies and all that. Eli afriach mashenirloi, whatever you see, move your hand, chase them away, and then that's enough. Nun dalet also lahitzi dam, you're not allowed to take blood, even blood in between your teeth. Also, limtzeitz, you can't suck it. V'chein also l'niach al hamaka, and the same thing, you can't put onto a maka retia hamotzia dam v'lecha, something that pulls out the blood and the pus. Because you can't also litchak as a maka, and you can't squeeze the maka lohitzi dam v'lecha to take out the blood or the pus, because it comes from shechita. All right. And squeezing out the pus is the same thing as squeezing out a mother's milk that we learned last week. All right, so those are all awesome. Fine. Nun hey, tzitzin, the shiloh is a pimple. To pop a pimple, the price can really say is okay if you know you're not going to bleed, because that's already as if it's out, it's not inside the body. It's a whole different thing. Nun hey, tzitzin, shehen kimin ritzu is daka shepershu. That is a very common issue for many people. You have that extra skin, cuticles, they call it, right? That are like these little strings around the fingers. The fingernails. Also, lasiran, you're not allowed to take them off on Shabbos. Bein b'kli, bein b'yad, bein b'shinayim. Whether you do with a kli, with your hand, or with your teeth. All right, and the same thing with that skin on your lips, which is a big issue for me. V'tziporin shenifrash ruba, that's skin. Tziporin, but the fingernail shenifrash ruba, that the majority of the fingernail got separated, a karavli notik, and it's almost gonna come off, umitsaroi, and it's causing you pain. That mutar lasira, but yeah, that you can remove with your hand because that's a shinui of a loy cleavage. You can't use a nail clipper for that. Right, but again, you have to make sure you're not gonna bleed, and you have to make sure you don't pull off the skin. Skin is a problem. It's only the nail, because the nail is considered already detached. And if the majority of the nail is not separated, also lasira, then you can't even remove it even with a yad. So it has to be most of your nail that is cut off.
It is
Nunza,
what
nun.
perimeter? It's a perimeter
What?
of the nail. Perimeter of the nail.
It depends how big the nail is. It would have to be in a
I'm saying,
majority.
what's the majority? How do we measure majority from
You
where
look
to
at
where?
it, you eyeball it, and you see, is it the majority
From
of the nail?
of the perimeter of
Yeah,
the like
I
where
think
the
so.
finger
Yeah.
ends.
Yeah, I think so. Nun vav also lishpach l'seich ha'chaimetz shar mashmet yishavu gam kein chaimetz. You're not allowed to pour vinegar into other liquids to make that into vinegar. Right? That's also because you're creating something new, right? Or it's as if you're salting, that type of thing. Nun zayin basar shalei nimlach if. So the rule is, the halacha is that meat has to be salted within 3 days. If you don't salt it within 3 days, it becomes treif. So what you could do is you could take water. If you put water on it within 3 days, then that extends the 3 days. So basa shaloi nimlach v'chol yam shishi shaloi b'shabbos. And all of a sudden, Shabbos afternoon, you realize, 1 second, my 3 days is up in an hour. Shem lo yiduchu yei neser. If you don't wash it, it's going to become aser. Yesh al dicha yidei akum, get a guy to wash it. Aval yidei Yisrael aser, but through Yisrael, you're not allowed to do it. Right? Why? Because it's like you're working the meat. Nun ches, also mareach retia, you're not allowed to smear any sort of ointments on a bandage. V'chein shava is zefes, wax, or tar, or anything like that. L'chein also litein shava shemen ab benekev l'sasma. You can't take wax or thick oil and put it into a hole to close it up. Or the dabkoi, aleza davar l'simen, or to stick it onto something as a simen, meaning you want to have a simen, so you want to put some wax on it. Aval oichel mutter l'mareach. But food you are allowed to shmir, going chema al halechem kadaima, like butter and all that. So meaning shmiring other things you're not allowed to do. But butter and that sort of thing you are allowed to do. However, the Poskim say that to put on frosting on a cake, that should not be done. It's not aser, but it's better not to be done. Nuntes. Aser lishpor elachta kol davar sheina machal. It's aser to break or to cut anything that's not food, ava mashu meichel, but if it's food, afilu rak lebehema, even if it's just animal food, it's mutter. V'lechein mutter lachta kash lachtes b'shinav, you're allowed to cut straw to use it as a toothpick. V'atei psamim mutter limlo v'liktoim k'dei l'riyapim, you're allowed to take psamim and roll it in your hand in order to pull out the good smell from it. V'afilu hem kashim k'etz, even if they're hard like wood. Ava liktoim k'dei lachtes b'shinav, but to cut them in order to put them in your teeth, that's aser. Meaning, if you're doing it, you're not. Basically, the difference is that you're allowed to cut it down, stam, because you want to put it in your teeth, but to cut it down to a specific size, that's not allowed, because then your mom is creating a toothpick. Samach, Elon, a tree, bein shu lach, bein shu yavish, whether it's wet or dry, meaning it's dead or alive. Ain mishtamsha by shum tashvish, you cannot use it for anything. Vava pisha ain a menida, even if you don't move it. You're not allowed to use a tree. Dim neither if you move it, but it's a muksa. You're not allowed to move a tree because it's muksa. So you're not allowed to use any a tree. Ain oilin bo, you're not allowed to climb the tree, vein nitlin bo, you're not allowed to hang something on it. You're not allowed to put something on it, like hang your hat. Or to take a hat that was on there from there before. Or to tie an animal. And even something that's on the side of a tree, meaning something that's attached to it. What does that mean? If you have a basket hanging on a tree, you're not allowed to take anything out of the basket. You're not allowed to put anything into the basket. Because this basket is considered the side of the tree. Aval, and this is what you can do with your hammocks and swings. If you put a nail into the tree, and then you hang a basket on that, then you are allowed to take from it or to put into it, because then the basket's considered tzidei sadan. Why? Because you have the tree, the nail, which is at one side, and then the basket hanging in there. So that's twice removed. But you can't move the basket. A little I say sham, or to hang it there, because then you're using the nail, the havitz tidei, because that's the side of the tree. Okay, I'm sorry I went a little fast, but I got to try and run to Ma'ariv. Everybody should have a fine night. Tomorrow night for the